I am Roberta Schultz. Today in the studio, we have Cincinnati's new poet laureate, Manuel Iris, reading from his book, Translating Silence.
From the book, Translating Silence, I'll read first this poem called Ars Poetica. That is about a yellow leaf in the fall. Ars Poetica. Stubborn, the yellow leaf does not let go of the branch. I watch her battle against wind and rain, against gravity. For days I have been watching her quiet effort, her tiny tragedy. Her persistence does not deserve oblivion. That is why I put her here, in this verse, from which she will not fall. Arte poética. Terca, la hoja amarilla no se suelta de la rama. La observo en su disputa contra el viento y la lluvia, contra la gravedad. Llevo días mirando su callado esfuerzo, su tragedia diminuta. Su persistencia no merece olvido. Es por eso que le he puesto aquí, en este verso, del que no caerá. From that same book, a poem about my grandmother, which has always been the person that loved me the most, until the moment she got Alzheimer's and started confusing my face with the face of the men that abandoned her with 5 children, which talks to one of my poetic obsessions, the fact that everything is a repetition, and not even my face is my face for the first time. This poem is called Echoes. Beaten by her age, my grandmother talks to the previous one that saw her through my eyes. Didn't even hear you leaving me like this, with 5 children. You never thought about us. I feel guilty of the silence that my face before myself kept, but I clarify. My love, I am your grandson, the first child of your youngest son. I am the one who lives far away. I was going to say, she tells me, that it didn't make sense that I was so old and you remain the same. She hugs me with relief, as if this conversation between us was over, but it will happen, as usual, next time we see each other. Ecos. Mordida por su edad, mi abuela le habla al anterior que la vio por mis ojos. ¿No te dolió jamás dejarme así, con 5 niños? ¿No nos pensabas nunca? Me siento culpable del silencio que mi rostro antes de mí guardó, pero le aclaro, amor, yo soy tu nieto, el primer hijo de tu hijo menor, soy el que vive lejos. Ya decía yo, me dice, que no tenía sentido que yo fuera una vieja y tú siguieras igual. Me abraza con alivio, como si esa conversación entre nosotros acabara, pero sucederá, como es costumbre, la siguiente vez que nos veamos. Y de hablar de mi abuela pasaré. From talking about my grandmother, I will start talking about my mother. This poem is about us, talking on the phone. She in Mexico, me in Cincinnati. My mother looks out her window and say, it is raining. I look outside, it is actually raining. She tells me, when you were a child, you looked for puddles to see clouds. I open my window. Everything smells like the taste of jicama. We hang up the phone, step outside and smile, as if we were looking at the same rain. Mi madre mira su ventana y dice llueve. Miro afuera. Realmente está lloviendo. Dice, cuando niño te buscabas charcos para ver las nubes. Abro mi ventana. Todo huele como a sabor de jícama. Colgamos el teléfono, salimos a la puerta, sonreímos, como si viéramos la misma lluvia. This other poem is also a poem about distance. It is about the condition of the immigrants that are here, missing what is there. And when we go there, we miss everything that we're leaving here. We are always at home and we're never at home. This is an I Am From poem titled, I Am From Here. One is from the places that he has arrived, from the language in which he can dream, and one day it happens, and he wakes up wondering which one is now his house when there is always a heart elsewhere. One comes from the streets that never are the same when he returns. One comes from the moment in which he decided to leave, and from that other one in which he realizes that everything departs, that it's impossible to stay, even if you stay, that it's impossible, even if you come back, to be back. I write a verse that is like a farewell and point at it. I am from here. Soy de aquí. Uno es de los sitios a los que ha llegado. Del idioma en el que no puedes soñar, y un día sucede y se despierta preguntándose cuál es su casa ahora, cuando siempre hay corazón en otra parte. Uno proviene de las calles que ya nunca son las mismas al volver. Proviene del momento en el que decidió partir y de ese otro en el que entiende que todo se aleja, que es imposible quedarse aunque te quedes, que es imposible aunque regreses, regresar. Escribo un verso que es como una despedida y lo señalo. Soy de aquí. And the last poem that I'm going to read is not part of my book. This is one of my latest poems, and it's called Towards a Possible Explanation of Love. The girl you used to be greets me from the bottom of your 30 years of age, and the child that I was says hi back to her, excited. To love is to not be careful, and to let the children that we used to be go out and play together, and then come back happy and dirty to show us unique leaves and stones. The child I used to be wants to go out to the backyard of the house in which you were a girl and play in the rain with you. Sometimes, while we walk together, they too hold each other's hands. Hacia una posible explicación del amor. La niña que tú fuiste me saluda desde el fondo de tus 30 años, y el niño que yo fui le corresponde, emocionado. Amar es descuidarse y dejar que los niños que hemos sido salgan a jugar juntos y que luego regresen felices y sucios a mostrarnos hojas y piedras únicas. El niño que yo fui quiere salir al patio de la casa en la que fuiste niña y jugar en la lluvia contigo. A veces, mientras caminamos juntos, ellos también se toman de la mano.
The city of Cincinnati named a successor to our first poet laureate, Pauletta Hansel, who served from 2016 to 2018. During her term, Hansel took on the Herculean task of connecting the city's far-flung poetry communities through numerous public events, group writings, and neighborhood workshops. The city's second poet laureate, Manuel Iris, hopes to extend these connections through a monthly reading series entitled All We Have in Common. According to Iris, the intention of the series is using the power of poetry to bring people together on the basis of empathy and human understanding. For this nomadic reading series, there will not be an official venue. In fact, Iris hopes to broaden the audience for poetry by scheduling the readings at a different location on the first Friday of each month. Even parking lots, gas stations, and laundromats are fair game for All We Have in Common. Meanwhile, Manuel Iris's latest collection of poetry, Translating Silence, is a finalist for the International Latino Book Award in the categories of Book of Poetry, Bilingual, and Best Translation, Spanish to English. While Iris has won several awards for his poetry in Spanish, this is his first nomination in the United States, and is especially gratifying to him since he translated his own poems from Spanish to English for this collection. For earlier books, he relied on a translator or a co-translator for the English poems. Like many collections of poetry, Translating Silence combines Iris's earlier work, Notebook of Dreams and The Disguises of Fire, with the newer poems of the section entitled Six Open Doors, along with the poet's fresh English translations. And like Pablo Neruda's books, the reader can enjoy the poet's lyrical style on opposing pages in both Spanish and English. As a reader with some 30-plus hours of college Spanish, I found myself almost able to understand the Spanish before I read the English by the time I got to the end of this intriguing collection. Among my favorites from each section are Tintinabuli from The Disguises of Fire, an untitled poem from Notebook of Dreams, where the poem, or the subject of the poem, Mia, talks back to the poet, and Ars Poetica, from the section entitled Six Open Doors, where the struggle of a falling leaf is immortalized in verse. The poet's suggestion to listen to the composer Arvo Pärt while reading a few of the poems sent me down a delightful rabbit hole of internet searches toward the Estonian composer's method of composition, which he calls, what else, tintinnabuli. While Arvo Pärt chants minimalist melodies through wide spaces of accompaniment inspired by chant, Manuel Iris weaves his poetry through the spaces created by silence, those places between heartbeats where truth lives. You can find a link to Translating Silence by Cincinnati Poet Laureate Manuel Iris at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I am Roberta Schultz.